Yeah, so we use it. So you were not here 2 weeks ago, but I think we caught up now because we, what we did with Murray 2 weeks ago, we did with Albie last week. And so just to remind you, here, take a look at this picture here on the bottom right.
Yes.
Which is an Erevin Datsadik.
That's exactly what you described it perfectly in my head.
Right, right. Well, then the picture's a little bit better than you had.
Don't worry.
So this is really an Erevin Datsadik Gimel Amud Beis.
That's correct.
Okay? So what was the Gemara there? Rav Chisda.
That's exactly. This is what they showed me.
Rav Chisda said this Gidud. You see where it says Gidud? Look in the. You see this Gidud and this Mechitza, right?
Gidud is the lower one?
Right. So what does the lower one represent? Gidud is the amount of elevation that there is in that little chotzer.
That's correct.
Okay? So we learned Gidud is like if you have a mound. So the Gidud, the elevation part, is hay, and the Mechitza part is also hay. So Gidud by itself is not enough, because if I would have Gidud of Yud, then like at the top of a tail of a mound, that would be good.
If this would be the mound up to here, then it would be...
Exactly, exactly.
Because it's half and half, that's the question. Is it
and you remember, that
so
was...
If you are on this side, then you have a 10 foot, but if you are up there, you have only 5 foot.
Exactly. So if you remember, the Brisa and Shabbos told us, where the Brisa listed the Dalet Rishuyos, that if you have a Gadir, top of a Kosel, which is the same as being on top of a Tel, and it's more than Dalet al Dalet Fachim, and it's more than Yud Fachim high, that is a Rishus HaYachid. And there was two ways of understanding that. How do the walls of the elevation, right, of the Gidud, how does that make the top area a Rishus HaYachid? So one way of understanding it is that it works with the dinam of mechitza. That the Gidud actually works with the dinam of mechitza, and we have this halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that good asik mechitzasa. If you have your tfachim, which I have in the elevation, those mechitzas continue ad l'shamayim. Okay? So what do I have, what do I have on top of the kosel? I have Yud Tfachim elevation on top of the Kosel. What makes that a Rishus HaYachid? Good Asik Mechitzaso. Because it's if I have, in fact, a fence of Yud Tfachim around the top. That's one way of understanding
the din.
Well, we talked about good Asik Mechitzaso. We talked about the goalpost with the field goal. I know you didn't understand it. You understood it, okay. Take a look next time you drive past.
No, I didn't understand the baseball, but football. No, I'm not into it. So but I got the message.
The next time you drive past Teaneck High School, you know, they have the football field.
Yes.
We paid $1 million in tax.
$3 million.
$3 million in our tax dollars for it. You'll see at the end of each end of the field is the goalpost, and you'll see exactly what we're talking about.
I make a gap to understand the mission I have when I think.
Okay, so again, but what, Rabasa, we got to concentrate here, because this little point was a little bit difficult. Just listen for one second. We'll look at the diagram together in a minute. So if that's my understanding, why on top of the kosel, on the tel, on top of the mound, is Rishus HaYachid, Gidud operates as a mechitza. But there's a second way of understanding why the top is Rishus HaYachid. It doesn't work with the din of a mechitza at all. It's a unique halacha of Rishus HaYachid. Anything that's Yud Tvachim high and more than Dalet al Dalet area, that's Rishus HaYachid.
People can't just walk
not because, not because of the,
because of that.
Okay, but it's not because of the dinam of Mechitza. You're right, there's a limited access on the top. But the key here is that the Gidur of Yud Tvachim does not work with the dinam of Mechitza. So again, I have two options. Either the Gidud works with the Dinam of Mechitza, or the Gidud does not work with the Dinam of Mechitza. So now you, Albie, you can look at the picture. Okay. Here you have Gidud, which is an elevation. This is what we used Atura's hat with last week. But here you see the Chatzar on the inside is elevated, correct? Now, if it would be elevated, Yud Tvachim, very simple. That's the din we talked about. It's just a yachid. But here the gidud is almost only how much? The elevation here is only hay tvachim. You got it? So the gidud itself is not enough to make the area inside Rishus HaYachid. But I do have a wall that is 5 tvachim, a mechitza that's 5 tvachim, and it begins at the level of the chatzer and goes above another 5 tvachim. So I have a bottom chatzer. The bottom chatzer has gidud of 5 and mechitza of 5 for a total of 10. The chatzer in the top has a mechitza of 5. That's clear. The question is, how do we halachically understand the gidud of 5 with reference to the chatzer ha'elyona? But remember, we said there's two possibilities of how we understand the halacha of gidud. If the halacha of gidud works like mechitza, then I can argue, gidud is works with the dinim of mechitza. The mechitza works with the dinim of mechitza. Yeah, so I have 10 tvachim even for the chatzar ha'elyona. That's one way of learning it. Okay? Or no, I can say no. Gidud works with a unique halacha.
If it's 10 by
itself. It's nothing to do with mechitza. So if gidud has nothing to do with mechitza, and then I have mechitza here, how can I combine? I'm combining apples and oranges. One thing works, 5 tvachim works with the dinim of mechitza, and 5 tvachim works with a unique halacha. I can't combine the two. So Rav Chisda says, in fact, gidud hei, gidud chamisha, mechitza chamisha, einon mitstarfin. So why does he hold einon mitstarfin? So it could be for the reason that I just gave, because gidud operates with different halachas than here, okay? But it could be working for another reason. Rav Chisda could agree that gidud works as mechitza. So then, why is it einon mitstarfin? You know why it's einon mitstarfin? Because yes, gidud works with mechitza, but Rav Chisda will say, I agree that you can combine these two for mechitza, for the chatzar tachtona, because it's this side of the mechitza, of the gidud, that is being utilized by the chatzar. Which side of this gidud is working for the chatzar elyona? It's not this outside side which works as a mechitza for the chatzar tachtona. It's the other side of the gidud, which does not operate as a mechitza at all.
Not 10 feet.
So you follow Rav Chisda, but no. Rav Chisda is making an important din here. You can have a mechitza. Now, by definition, a mechitza usually has two sides to it, right? The side, sometimes both sides are used. You can have a chatzar on two sides, and there's a fence of yutfachim between them. Then both sides of the mechitza are being used. But I can have a situation where I have a mechitza where only one side is being used as a mechitza. Okay? The other side is not being used as a mechitza. And that says of Chisda, if only one side is being used as a mechitza, then halachically it only could be considered as a mechitza for that side where it's being used. This here is being used only for what? For this side, the chatzar tachtona, for the chatzar ha'elyona. Even if I assume that the gidud works with the dinim of mechitza, but it's the other side of the gidud, and that doesn't help me. So therefore, Rav Chisda says, even though gidud works with mechitza, if I have apples and apples, it still doesn't help me for the chatzar elyona, because it's only one side of the gidud that operates as a mechitza. The other side of the mechitza, of the gidud, does not operate a mechitza. Again, I'm only left with hey mechitza for the top, and hence I don't have Rishus HaYachid there. So the bottom line is, Rav Chisda says, for whatever of the two reasons, that Gidud Hei and Mechitza Hei is Einan Mitztarfin.
But if it would be Gidud 10 completely without the
Mechitza. That was our Braisa.
That's the Braisa. That's
our Braisa.
Then would be both sides good.
That would be both sides good.
Both sides good, right. Confirm that.
Correct.
Because then both.
Correct. Because then I don't need, I have the din of the Braisa that works. It's an interesting point that you make. Well, listen for a second what Atura said. What if you had the elevation was in fact 10 here? So the Gabi the Chatz HaTachton is Pashut. That's like the Choritz Amok. That was the other situation in the Braisa. That's clear. What about the elevation? Now, there's an elevation of 10, right? But even if I say that the Gidud of Yud works with the Dinim of Mechitza, what about what we just said, the Rav Chizas Mechadesh, that it has to be, you can't assume that if one side is being used as a Mechitza for the Chatz HaTachtona, that the other side is automatically also being used. So how does he learn the Braisa that tells you that there's an elevation of Yud, if the Rishus HaYachid? Because there, you're working with good Asik Mechitzasa. Okay? So I'm not dependent on the other side of the Gidud. I have Yud Tfachim, good Asik, above the Tel, above the Kosel, and there, Halacha Moshe Mishinai, I have a Mechitza. Okay? You want to say something?
Here in Shul, with the Mechitza between the men and the women, both sides are being used?
So the Mechitza in Shul is a different kind of... The Mechitza in Shul, it works with different principles. First of all, the entire Shul is the Rishus HaYachid because of the walls around the building. So it's irrelevant what's inside. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, you know, don't confuse... Even though
the Mechitza... We're talking different Mechitza. This Mechitza is for the Rishus HaYachid. And
right.
The Mechitza for the Ezlat Noshim is not exactly the same measurement.
It doesn't. Look, it's a whole shear.
Yeah,
but you shouldn't confuse the two terms. But I mentioned it a few weeks ago. In Tzfas, if you ever went into the shul where the Rav Yosef Karo supposedly davin, Rav Alkovitz, Shlomo Alkovitz, and all of them. First of all, it's a very small shul. But if you remember, the bima is pretty high up, and you have mechitzas around the bima that are much more than Yud Tfachim. You've been in the shul, okay? So the whole issue of whether you have to stand during laning, so it's Machlokas the Mechab and the Ramah to Minhagi Yisrael, right? So, of course, it's the people listening, not the people up by the bima. They have to stand. The question is if the people in the shul have to stand. Everyone will agree that if you have a bima like that, where the Sefer Torah, with the Kriyas Torah, is in different Rishus. Okay? And what do you mean it's a different Rishus? It's a different Rishus because it has Mechitzas of Yud. So even though the Shul is a Rishus HaYachid and the Beam is a Rishus HaYachid, it's a different Rishus HaYachid. So here we're standing because of Kavod. So because of Kavod, if it's a different Rishus, okay? You don't have to stand. You don't have to stand in such a shul. So the point is, you can have another rishus hayachid within a rishus hayachid.
If you would have a 10-foot high, you would have two rishus.
You could have more than two.
Two separate rishus hayachid.
A whole bunch if you want.
Correct. But the gabe kotzah, you know, carrying from one rishus hayachid to another, it's not a. I don't need an aruve chaserus to carry from the beam of rishus hayachid. Rishus HaYachid of the sanctuary. Yeah. If I was it's a different concept of Rishus HaYachid.
I'm having trouble understanding this thing with the wall, because a wall is a wall. Both sides, you know, how thick does it have to be, or how thin does it have to be?
No, so it's irrelevant. It could be very thin.
It's still a wall that's being used.
Where is it being used on the second side?
On the outside.
On the outside it's being used, correct.
There's an inside to the wall too.
Yeah, where is the inside? There's no because it's an elevation, so it's not being used.
It's a wall. It's a piece of something.
But that again, that is the chiddush of Rav Chisda. We can see it again. We don't pass like Rav Chisda. We could assume that we don't make a distinction. If a mechitza is being used even only on one side, it's still legabe Shabbos can create a rishus hayachid even on the other side where it's not being used. Rav Chisda is mechadish no, that it's only a mechitza legabe Shabbos on the side that's being used for, okay, and that's why, even though gidud will work with the dinim of mechitza, it's no good here when you have gidud chamisha and mechitza chamisha, because the gidud chamisha is only on one side, so it's not a mechitza on the other side. And we'll see in a second. This is going to make a very big nafkamina legabe the Hague. that we started with the Chacham Tzvi. Okay? Mareimar is cholek on Rav Chisdar. Mareimar says, Gidut Chamisha, Umechita Chamisha, Mitztarfin. Now, he disagrees with Rav Chisdar. But again, on what point does he disagree with Rav Chisdar? Because we said, Rav Chisdar, there's two possibilities why Rav Chisdar says Einun Mitztarfin. Okay? So let's go through the two possibilities. And let's see. Mareim is cholek on one of those two. Or it could be cholek on both also. And that's why he says Mitztarfin. So first, let's take the, what we're just talking about. This Chiddush Rav Chisdar, that a Mechita can only be used as, for Rishus HaYachid, if in fact it's utilitarian for that side. But if it's utilitarian only for one side, it can't be used as a mechitza for the other side, the Gabi Shabbos. So maybe Maramer is holy on that concept. Maramer says, like what you say, what's bothering you, if it's a mechitza on one side, it can be a mechitza on the other side. Okay? Maybe he's holy on that. All right? Or maybe he's holy on the other point that we made, that Gidud in general, elevation, does not work with the dinim of mechitza, with good asik mechitzasa. But how does elevation work? It's a unique din, nothing to do with mechitza. So Marema disagrees with that. He says, no, the reason that the tell, that the god there in the brisa that's elevated yutfachim and is more than dalet al dalet, is shusa yachid, is because of the dinim of mechitza. What dinim of mechitza? Good asik mechitzasa. So it's very, we paskin like Maramar. So the key here is going to be, what does Maramar hold with the two sides of the mechitza? Because that's going to be the nafkamina in the Haig. Okay? Can a mechitza be considered mechitza legabe Shabbos only if it's being used some places in mechitza? Or no, it can be considered mechitza even if it's not being used as a mechitza. Okay?
Meaning that the Maimar will say if it's used for one side, even if it's only 5 feet in the other side, it's enough for the mechitza.
No, and then you have, in the scenario here,
yeah, that's right. You, only
you have the kosel. So you would starave the even other side of the gidud.
Yes.
And the mechitza here.
But that side has the full ten. But the other side, the only way you
the
could be
according to Maramar, this side here is a shusa yachid also.
Even if it's only five.
It's 5 plus 5.
Yeah, but the other 5.
But that's Marema saying. He's cholek on Rav Chisdar. Since the gidud here functions as a mechitza for this area, right, we can consider it a mechitza for this area. Okay? Somehow you might think Marema's a bigger chiddush. But we paskin like Marema. The Gemara, we saw it last week. The Gemara said, Hilchasa,
exactly,
Miremar. Miremar. Okay? So let's talk and see. So you have the sheet in front of you. So, Murray, last week we in fact read the question. So I mentioned the Chacham Tzvi. Excuse me. Was very involved with Erevin. So here, of course, we're going to see specifically how he's involved in The Hague, in Hamburg in Germany. He was involved in Fürth, which is also in Germany, right? He was involved with an Erev. In England, he was involved with the Eruv. It's unbelievable how many places had Eruv, and he was very involved with Eruv.
And he was from Chacham Tzvi.
Chacham Tzvi was Rav Yaakov Emden's father. So I would say, should've looked it up. I would say, once, let me just think for a second. I would say mid to late 1700s. That's what I, okay? Yeah.
No. Why they call it Chacham Tzvi?
You're right, Chacham.
Did he live in Baghdad?
No. It's an interesting. No, he was not a Sephardi.
No,
even
but
though.
I'm jumping.
Look, he was Rav Yaakov Emden's father.
Yeah.
You know, in Holland, remember, they did. You know, the Jewish community in Holland, a lot of it came from Girush Sfarad, you know, from the Inquisition.
So that's correct.
See, I'm jumping and telling you that he wasn't a Sephardi.
That's why I'm saying that.
It was Yaakov Emden and Sfaradi. I'm almost sure the answer is no. It's an interesting question because Chacham is used for Sfaradim, but I wonder that itself might be relatively recent. I bet you I don't know, something to look up. I wouldn't be surprised.
I knew that he was funny. And that's what puzzles me, why is that Yaakov Emner was known to be that good as, you know.
Okay, you know, it could be. Remember, they lived it, but they live in Western Europe.
That's correct.
So they were already a minority among the Ashkenazim.
That's right.
But I never thought of it. He's in Holland here. Maybe originally his family came from Spain many generations earlier. Right, they must have converted. It could be at some point. Okay, in any case, so the question, you could figure out the year. Elul, Tav, Yud, Vav, do it on Nun Zayin. Tav, Yud, Nun Zayin. So we are, well, here you go. So this is, we're in Tav Shin, Ayin Gimel. Tav Yud Vav. Yud Vav would be. No, I don't follow that. We're in Tav Shin, which is 700. So what is Tav Yud Vav? I don't know. Don't understand what they're writing here. Okay. Anyway, so it's written from Altuno. So Ir I Shekorin Haig Be'eretz Hollandia, right, Holland, Asher Ein Lo Choma Saviv. There's no wall around it, like many cities did have a choma. Ella Shecharitz Amok Harbe Yosem Yasar Tfachim V'Rachav Harbe Midal Tfachim Makifa Saviv. There was a canal. Okay, you know, they had the dikes, the canals, because they were below sea level. So there was a canal around the city of Haig. Ha'im nomar charit zehu chomasa v'tutar al yedei charit zeh be'eruv k'derech kol ha'yaretz asher lehem chomas aviv o ein koach charit zeh yafeh k'koach chomer gevoh asara al panei ha'aretz v'hatir ha'til tu be'ir b'shvakim uv'rechovos yoreinu rabbeinu ikar hadin halach al maisa u'secharo kaful min ha'shamayim. Why does he say l'hatir atil til be'ir b'shvakim u'b'rechovos? Why does he say that b'shvakim u'b'rechovos? What does that mean? In the shvakim means in the shuk, in the marketplaces, and in the berechovos means the main streets. Why is he asking just in those two places? Because he's not asking about the chatzeros, the courtyards, or the mavols,
public areas,
the rishus harabim areas. That's what he's asking. He's asking about the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim areas. Shuva, this is what the Chacham Tzvi says. Asher od b'kshoa nafshecha hatahora l'das dati b'inyan ir ay shekorin hagi heig b'medina talandia shenahar ocharitz maki flamikos v'vaseha imutal talta b'socha ayidei eruv k'chol ha'yores asher chomoseim. So you're saying, Odilma Choma Gavoa Asaratfachim Be'inon Aval Charitz Lomahani. So what's the Chacham Tzvi saying? The problem could be if you have a Choma Gavoa Asaratfachim, then that's fine. But if you have a Charitz going down, so maybe there the walls are no good. I already spoke to you face to face and I gave you an idea of what my thoughts are. You want me to put it in writing and to expand on what I told you. And I want to follow your request. The Omer Davar Baruchu, the Yeshlanu Shnei Minei Rishus HaYachid. So this we know already from the Braisa. There's two kinds of Rishus HaYachid. Ha'ekar hu begova, that's the tell. Kol shegavoa asara, the rochav arba, afa pi she'en l'mechitzas klal saviv. Okay? Even though there's no physical mechitzas around the top of the tell, it's still Rishus HaYachid as we explained. That's one kind of Rishus HaYachid. A second kind, Vahasheni hu ba'omek, kegon choritz amok asara, v'rochav arba, le'yoshvim v'darim ba'omko, Sometimes if you have not a ditch, what would you call it? Like a crater. What do you call the word for crater? Not an indentation. Well, it's a big pit. People live down there. A valley. So it's a valley, and it's surrounded by hills, by mountains. Okay? So there are people living there, and there's a legitimate mechitza, more than your tfachim around them.
Mexico City's
up in the mountains.
Mexico City is high, and it's surrounded by mountains, which are even higher.
Oh, real? Okay. So it's really it's in the valley.
It's the valley. That's why the pollution,
it gets stuck there.
It's stuck in there. There's no way to get out. They wanted to put a big fan in the mountains.
I heard about it, right.
You know, but they never. This is exactly the same.
Right. Yeah, Taka, I knew that. That's why it's so dangerous. It's so hard for the planes to land there, right?
Exactly.
Right, I remember that. We used to go to Acapulco. Sometimes you wouldn't go straight, you'd land in Mexico City. And I remember they always used to say this is a day. I think it used to have 20, 30 years ago, a very bad accident rate
there.
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
With the mountains. That's right.
Okay, so these are the two. We now understand. We understood every word the Chacham Tzvi said here, right? We've already learned this. Okay? Now, in parentheses here, the valley surrounded by hills, like the Charetz, he says, V'ein ze ofen hataras ha-charetz sh'olav anudanim. Why does he say this? Don't confuse the Charetz that the Braisa talks about, right, which is like a big ditch or like a valley surrounded by mountains, is no different, really, than a city that's surrounded by a wall. It's the same thing, correct? But he wants you to be careful. Even though the Lashon Charetz is used, that's not like the Charetz that we're talking about here in The Hague. Why? Because in The Hague, the people are not living on the bottom of the Charetz. The canal is down here. The people are living on the top. So even though we use the word Charetz for The Hague, and we use the word Charetz for Mexico City, it's not the same thing. What we're dealing with here is people living on a plateau, and below is a canal. There's nobody living below. Okay?
I thought we're dealing with an omek.
No. What the omek here, so that's what he says, no. Again, what's The Hague? Where are the people living? The canal, people live here on the top, on the plateau, and they build a canal because the whole area is below sea level there, right? So they build a canal. The Charetz is here. But the people are not living down here. In the Mexico City case, the people are living down here.
That's right.
You follow? And what's the mechitzas in that case? These walls. It's just like a choma. Here, the people are living on the top of the plateau. The Charetz is where the canal is. And that's the whole question here. Will the walls leading down to the canal be considered a sufficient mechitza for the area on the top, which is The Hague, to make The Hague into Reshus HaYachid? That's the question.
So that's what
the Chacham Tzvi is going to say. It's good, Asik. He's going to say it's no different than the case of the Goder, the Kosel, the Tel, and the Braisa. That's what he's going to say.
Because
these
people could have enough people
for Shusar Rabin. No, the assumption is The Hague is a Shusar Rabin.
That's correct. That's what
even if it doesn't have 600,000. Even if it doesn't.
Right.
Assuming it has Tezainama and Mefulash. Okay? No, again, just the opposite.
The walls are all right, the three digits. But if the number of people live there, it's open, then it's no good. It's not a Reshus HaYachid.
We're assuming that it's Reshus HaYachid either because there are not 600,000 people there,
right,
or because for one reason or another there are 600,000 people, but still not a Reshus HaRabim because you don't have Tezayin or Mufulosh, all the various reasons that we gave. Okay? Alright.
Darn Be'omko means what?
Darn Be'omko is they're living Mexico City. They're living down in the valley. Okay? So let's just stop for a second since it was what's the question here? Okay? So remember what we learned about Rav Chisda and Marema was Cholek. So here you have this is a mechitza. Why should this not be good?
You on said the outside, and on the inside.
Because if we hold, okay, if Maremar really is only cholek with Rav Chisda on whether Gidud is from the dinim of mechitza or not, but he agrees with Rav Chisda that a mechitza is only good mechitza and if it's being used as a mechitza, if it's being used as a mechitza, then it's okay. Correct? So here, what do I have? I have a mechitza. Nobody lives down here. There's a canal here. There's water here. That is really the shaila. Do you follow? That's really the shaila. We paskin like Maremar, but what is Maremar holding this?
The question is it a mechitza if it's not being used as a mechitza?
So we know already that Rav Chisda was Mechadesh, that it could be it's not. And we know Maremar was Cholik and Rav Chisda.
Sure.
But we didn't know on which of the two possibilities Maremar is Cholik. It could be that on this, he agrees with Rav Chisda. And if he agrees with Rav Chisda on this point, that a Mechitza is only Mechitza, if it's being used as a Mechitza on that side, okay, and Maremar agrees with that, then this is not a good Mechitza. But it does. What does good asik mechitzasa mean? What is good asik mechitzasa? First of all, if I have, like in the case here, a gidud hay, how come I don't say good asik mechitzasa from
because
the hay?
It has to be tainted.
Why?
The Mishnah,
but why does the Mishnah say it? It's an important point to emphasize. If we hold that the gidud works with the din of good asik mechitzasa, and that's why in the top of the elevation, it's a Rishus HaYachid, right? So why, if it's hay, can't you say good asik mechitzasa?
Minimum for good asik has to be 10 foot.
Why?
Otherwise, the top is not a Rishus HaYachid.
Why? Why does the minimum for good, you're correct, that the minimum for good asik has to be yud. What's the minimum for mechitza?
10
fachim. What's the din of good asik midorais? Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. If I have a valid mechitza, then I say good asik mechitzasa. But if I have an elevation of 5 of gidud of 5, is that a valid mechitza? That's not a mechitza. So good asik is not triggered. Good asik is only triggered if I have a valid mechitza. Okay. So similarly, if Maremar and Rav Chisda both hold that it's only a valid mechitza if it's being used by somebody, then I say good asik mechitzasa. But if it's not being used, it's not a valid mechitza. So I can't utilize good asik mechitzasa. The Chacham Tzvi is going to disagree. He's going to say that doesn't make a difference.
They have to declare that. Are they going to have to declare that now that we know that this is a mechitza, we're going to use it for the hay?
No, so again, it's never being, you can't, using, it's never, you can't argue it's being used on the top area. File, just like here, you know, on the bottom chotzer, it's being used. Okay, it's a barrier, it's a mechitza for the bottom area. For the elevated area,
so that means it has to be some population there that is using it.
Exactly. It has to be functional. Okay, so has to be functional.
How does the Chacham Tzvi get out of this?
Oh, so we this whole chiddush is Rav Chisda's chiddush. It's possible Maremar agrees with him, but it's also possible that Maremar disagrees with him and says, no, this is a mechitza, and that's sufficient. Uh-huh. Whether someone is using it functionally is not necessary, not required. Okay? So that's really the issue that he has to work with here. Okay, so we, in a nutshell, I mean, I'll tell you, the tshuva, I don't even have half the tshuva here, it goes on very, very long. The Shoel also wrote a long response, and what the Chacham Tzvi basically said, it's good, so he feels that you don't need a functional mechitza.
The Shoel was writing from the Hay?
Yeah. And the Shoel was also a very big Talmud Chacham, and he was driving at this point. And Rav Schachter in Shir, he said that the truth of the matter is the Chacham Tzvi writes, but he never really addresses the Shoel's question. Because Rav Shechter felt that that was the Shaul's question, and this is what we just discussed was never really addressed by, you know, fully by the Chacham Tzvi. Okay, let's just read a little bit weiter, because it's nice to read a tshuva. You pick up a tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi on Erevin, and you understand it. Okay, how many people do you think can do that in Tina? Murray, how many people do you think can do what you?
I don't know.
Okay, so you. But you were able to do it tonight, okay?
A little bit.
What do you mean a little bit? You understood every word here, okay? All right. The Albie's all excited. I can see you. Albie gets all... You gotta get excited that you do something like this and you understand it. Okay. All right, so right after the parentheses. Vahainu... Okay, so with the two descriptions of a Rishus HaYachid that the Chacham Tzvi just gave us is Vahainu, the Tana Rabbanan. This is the Braisa, Reish Yitzius HaShabbos, that we learn in Vav Amud Beis. Eiz Rishus HaYachid, Chorish Hu Omak Yod, Varachav Dalet. Vechein, the second type, is Goder Shu Gavoy Yod, Varachav Dalet. The Perish Rashi, Goder, what's a Goder, a fence? Kosel, Shu Gavoy Yod, Varachav Dalet. Habrishus Yachid Gamura Shenigoro Minyan Mechitza Shalosh Sheishla Mechitza Mikol Sad. The Begader. So again, on the top of a kosel, Amrinan Midalit Stodim Good Asik Penei Hamechitza Al Rosho. It's interesting. The Chacham Tzvi throws in more words. You know, usually the Gemara just says Good Asik Mechitzasa, right? It's like asik is to extend. It's almost like you pull out an extension, right? So look at the words that the Chacham Tzvi adds. Good asik, penei hamechitza. What does he mean? What does he mean by penei hamechitza? He means it's like the face of the mechitza. What's the face of the mechitza? The frontal part of the mechitza is pulled up to al rosho. It's like pulled up to its head. It's like you would be able.
Like a curtain, you would pull up
curtain or you know, in the airline seats, you know, you pull up the tray, right? That's exactly what he means. Penei hamechitza al rosho, v'nimtza. And if you do that, right, then what's the result? V'nimtza, rosho mukaf midalet stadim, v'chalalo dalet. So what do you find? That on all four sides of this gader, of this tel, you have a mechitza, and the chalal, the inside, the area inside, is at least, as we said, the shetach area is dalet, al dalet farim. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here tonight. All right?
Thank you.